Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. That's what it means, family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down, that ancient spiritual Jewish DNA anointing, merging with the New Covenant Gentile spiritual DNA anointing, forms what Paul calls the one new man, or he goes on to say, the complete dwelling place for God. That's what God's up to right now. That's why he's supernaturally revealing himself to Jews and Muslims worldwide. We are in the last of the last days, and that's why I'm so excited about my guest, Joel Richardson, because he has received what Daniel talks about when he says the scroll or the scriptures will not be understood until the time of the end. And he has the easiest understood teaching of end times. In fact, the 3-DVD series is called Islam and End Times. People that hear this, 99% of the people who've heard his explanation on the end times say, it's so biblical. It makes so much sense. It's exactly what Daniel said. We now understand the end times. Now, in yesterday's broadcast, Joel, you said for us to watch Turkey. Why?
Well, we have to understand recent Middle Eastern history. Turkey, for over 500 years, ruled the Middle East. The Ottoman Empire is really the empire that the Islamic Empire culminated with. The Islamic Empire having existed from shortly after the death of Muhammad, the founder of Islam, for roughly 1,400 years. And again, it culminated with the rule of Turkey over the Middle East. And the Bible prophesies that in the last days, this empire would be revived. The Bible says that this empire, that it would essentially suffer a fatal head wound and that it would come back. This is the beast of Revelation 13. Many people believe that this is the actual Antichrist, and it very well may be the Antichrist, but we need to understand that the beast of Daniel 7 and Revelation 13 are first and foremost speaking of the empires. So the Bible says that this empire, this anti-Semitic, anti-Christ empire that ruled the Middle East would suffer a head wound and come back. In 1924, the secular reformer Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, he abolished the Islamic empire. He abolished the office of the caliph. This is like the Pope of Islam. Today, throughout the Islamic world, there is a cry for the reestablishment of the caliphate, and all of the nations that were once members of this empire are now reuniting and coming together, and they are crying out for the reestablishment of the Neo-Ottoman Empire throughout the Middle East. And amazingly, Sid, you know, I've been talking about this and drawing out the scriptures that show these things. I recently just read a letter that was sent to the leaders of the Turkish government, the president and the prime minister, that was sent by Rabbi Menachem Froman. He's one of the more prominent Hasidic rabbis in Israel. He's the leader of the Tekoya movement settlement. And he literally is calling for a neo-Ottoman empire. Believe it or not, this religious rabbi has expressed that he would rather live under a Muslim government than a secular Jewish government.
Mm. And maybe you can explain something to me, is since we see that Turkey will be such a major end time player, maybe even where the Antichrist emerges from, why is it that the United States of America is so heavily invested in Turkey? I mean, we send them fighter jets, we send them weapons, we have bases there. Do you see any tie-in with that in the end times?
Well, absolutely. We need to understand that when the Antichrist first emerges onto the scene, he comes as the trusted mediator. He comes as a bridge builder. He is able to mediate a covenant or a peace treaty between Israel and the surrounding nations. So the Antichrist is trusted by both sides. There is he has a measure of political capital that he's able to pull something like this off that, you know, Bush and all of these former presidents have not been able to do. The Antichrist comes along. He is the mediator of the covenant. 3.5 years into the covenant, he reveals his true nature. Turkey today is clearly, geographically and in every other way, a perfect, ideal candidate to be the mediator between Israel and the Middle East. And even when we look at Menachem Froman's letter that I just spoke of, he repeatedly speaks of Turkey as the only salvation, the only means to achieve peace between the Jews and the Palestinians, and he speaks about them being a perfect mediator nation. Turkey has been working through Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey to mediate everything in the Middle East over the past few years. Every time there's a conflict between Afghanistan and Pakistan, Turkey is there to mediate.
Well, I'm beginning to see why you say keep your eyes on Turkey. Now, another thing that I find fascinating is you've lived in the Middle East. You've had a great deal of relationship with the Muslim people. You've studied Islam. And you've seen such amazing similarities between what Christianity calls the Antichrist and what Islam describes as their Messiah or Mahdi.
The Bible teaches that in the last days, this charismatic world religious political leader would emerge and he would revive an empire, and that he would then lead this empire to invade the land of Israel, where he would try to set up and eventually would succeed in setting up his seat of authority on the Temple Mount, where he would try to rule the world with his one world religion from the Temple Mount. And the Bible says that he will have 7 years to accomplish all of these things before Jesus returns. This is what the Bible teaches. Islam teaches that at the end of the age, their Messiah figure, known as the Mahdi, that he would come, that he would revive the Islamic empire, that he would be the governor of all of Islam, the religious, political, military leader of the whole Islamic world, that he would then lead the Islamic world in an invasion of the land of Israel. He would kill Jews, and literally sacred Islamic tradition teaches that the Mahdi would set up his seat of authority on the Temple Mount, where he would cause the whole world to submit to Islam. And Islamic sacred tradition teaches that the Mahdi would rule for a period of 7 years. The two stories are identical. Islam has taken the biblical Antichrist, it's flipped the story on its head, and it's made him into their savior.
That is absolutely amazing. Do I dare ask you, has God revealed to you the timing of the rapture?
Well, personally, I believe that we, with regard to the rapture, we need to take the attitude that says this: hope for the best, prepare for the worst. I believe this is wisdom for all of life. Certainly, there's a lot of debate within theological communities, pre-trib, post-trib. Again, my approach is hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Personally, when
sell out to Jesus and you'll have a pan-trib. It'll all pan out.
Well, yeah, you know, fix your eyes on Christ, and that's all that we can. That's all that we can do.
Final thoughts.
Again, many Christians think it's wonderful that Islam teaches that Jesus Christ will return, and they do. But what we need to realize is that Muslims teach that when Jesus returns, he comes back not as the Jesus of the Bible. He comes back as a Muslim prophet. And he literally abolishes Christianity. He tells Christians they've had it wrong all along. He never claimed to be the Son of God. Their Bible has been corrupted. They've been deceived. And then he literally slaughters Jews. The Jesus of Islam in the end times is the very antithesis of the Jesus of the Bible. According to Islam, Jesus comes back to abolish Christianity and to kill Jews. Christians need to recognize that Muslims have been set up. And when we pray for Muslims, we need to say, Lord, you saved me, you opened my eyes, you touched me. Now, these that are so deeply bound by deception, do for them what you did for us. Have mercy on Muslims today, open their eyes, and raise up a million mighty evangelists throughout the Islamic world who would be fearless, that would go forth, that you would have mercy on them even as you've had mercy on us, because you are the God of mercy, and we believe in your goodness.
I'm interviewing Joel Richardson on his 3-DVD series, Islam and the End Times, and I see why this prophet pulled you out of 7,000 people, told you things about yourself that only God could know, and then said that in the future, God would give you revelation on the end times. You probably didn't have a clue of what he meant when he talked about that revelation, or did you?
Well, the last thing in the world I would have believed was that I would be teaching on the end times. It's never been... I've always been a missions guy. I've been an evangelism guy. I've been given to, you know, reaching out to Muslims, reaching out to the poor. And, you know, I did have a little bit of a cynical attitude in general towards some of the end times, because we've seen so many false predictions. We've seen so many of these things. But as the Lord began opening these things up to me, I recognize the church needs to be made aware of these things.
And they will be opened up to you when you hear these DVDs on Islam and the End Times, available for a donation of $30 or more. This is the Shabbat broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai paneh elecha V'chunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ve'asem lecha
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.